Scott! Scott! It's in Texas. That's where it started. It's the Army of the 12 Ninjas. They're the ones who did it. Have a Merry Christmas!
Geek tested. Nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Man, dog, you know, it's like I'm feeling you, but I'm not feeling you, you know?
Extra Life Radio. It's like British comedy, only funny this time.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Extra Life Radio Show and podcast. You know what's the greatest? It's the great new phase. Or phase? Fad. It's the fad of the nation. Podcasting, they call it. The kids are calling it today. This is Scott Johnson, a.k.a. Dark Matter... What is it? I forgot. Oh, DJ Dark Matter Pants. Good to have all of you here as well. This is a big show for us. We have so much to fit into a very short amount of time, but we're going to go ahead and try anyway, because that's what we do, is we try. I want to yell out a quick special thanks to MindOnTheNet.com for helping sponsor Extra Life, the website, and various other things. That's MindOnTheNet.com. I also want to thank my cold for rearing its head again, sort of healing itself and then coming back so I can cough and wheeze and feel like crap to the show. Appreciate that. Also, if you want to contact the show or be involved, make sure you call the Crap Line. That phone number is 206-203-CRAP, and you're going to want to remember that later because that's how you're going to win something, and that's all I'm going to say for now. You can also email us. Anything you want to email, text, audio, whatever, send it to myextralife@gmail.com. Let's make the introductions. First in the studio is Mark. Mark, how are things?
Otherwise known as the Fifth Beatle, as usual.
The Fifth Beatle. Mark the Fifth Beatle, the guy I never mention on any other podcast when he isn't here. It's as if he just sort of haunts the one he's on. I don't know what's wrong with me. But also, we want to welcome the rest of the crew. Andrew, Brian, and Obsidian. You guys all there still?
Yes.
Hi, yes, we are.
Yay. See, I introduced you all together.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, my
Thank
stupid...
Thank you. Actually, headphones. I thought it was pretty mean. You know, we're individuals.
That is correct. Yes. We are individuals.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah. I'm kind of hurt. In fact, I'm going to go cry right now.
Please don't. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. The reason I introduced you all at the same time is because we have so much crap to cover. It's not even...
And then we're going
to
talk about it for 5 minutes. And blow all that time.
We are, aren't we? I do that. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like, oh, we don't have time to talk, but let's talk about not having time about having talk.
Brian gets the first zinger of the show.
Way to go. Zing.
Zing.
So
there you go. Direct hit to Scott.
You know, everyone is well rested and ready for a big show. Obsidian, how was Thanksgiving in Colombia this time of year?
Oh, let me see. Okay, now, first of all, let's all keep in mind that I'm a vegetarian, so that means no turkey for me.
No turkey. Ooh,
veggie bird.
Sorry. Okay, that's
I wanted to hear Brian do it one more time. Anyway,
In Colombia, we didn't have any pilgrims, so therefore we had nobody to eat turkey with, and we don't have any turkeys either.
I thought you were going to say that nobody had nobody to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did it? You didn't have pilgrims, but didn't you guys build the boats that the pilgrims were on?
The penguins?
No.
Did you build the boats?
No. When the penguins came on the Mayflower to inhabit the land,
remember?
And destroy the indigenous people?
You don't remember
people?
The penguins? They came over on the boat, and they had a big battle with the walruses in order to bring us turkey dinners.
Yeah, it sounds like...
I was stoned the whole time.
It sounds like Sony's next big massively online multiplayer game to me.
No, they won't be able to release it because it'll have DRM all over it.
Yeah, that's true. Jerks. Anyway, well, that sounds like fun, so no turkey for you. Too bad, too sad. I had way more turkey than I was probably should have been allowed to have, and I eat like a horse. Mm. Do horses eat turkey? But anyway.
No, they don't.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah, no. If you're feeding your horse turkey, bad. Bad on you.
Bad seed biscuit. Okay, so... Dude, I'm so sick tonight.
That was...
And I'm high on various drugs. Well, not really. It's like cold
you
medicine.
Still got your cold.
Scott, you know, kids listen to this show. You know, you can't just say stuff like drugs or clitoris or... You can't just go around saying that kind of stuff, Scott.
You're right. I will never say drugs or clitoris again.
Make sure we,
you know what?
Make sure you emphasize that just a little more.
Let me just say something about words like that. I don't like the clinical terms for things. I think in many ways they're worse than like the swear words for stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's so like medical. It's like, hey, you, what? Don't be such a penis. That's just so, that sounds horrible to me. Ugh. Anyway.
Well, that'll get you beat up.
Yeah, it will. And it'll get us a better
rating.
So tell
me, Scott, how would you rather call a clitoris?
Oh, man.
Would you call it, what, a female wee-wee?
Man, this show is...
So have we used up the 5 minutes of time we weren't going to use
up?
Yeah,
we've totally used it up. In fact, we are at a total of about 6 minutes now. And not only that, I can feel the vibrations now of iTunes getting its little explicit tag throbbing up and down there. So it's good times. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get right to it. We have...
He never did answer, did he?
Wee-wee is my vote. I'm going with Wee-wee.
Okay,
hey, listen to this. Before we go anywhere, a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot to play it on the last show, but I asked a bunch of guys to try to...
Someplace?
Well, you remember that deal with Dean Cain being on that Joey show?
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned on the show, someone sent us that audio. Well, my gosh,
that's
I got like
sweet.
85 people sent me the clip. And my
that's
Gmail,
85 people?
My Gmail went up to like 84% of usage for about a day.
God.
I'm just kidding. It wasn't quite like that. But anyway, I like the number 84, apparently, if you noticed. But anyway, listen to this. We got two clips I think are both worthy of play. And let's hear the first one. This is where Joey says makes reference to Dean Cain. Here comes number one.
Well, that's a little awkward, huh? Okay, look, you're not really missing anything. The most famous person here is Dean Cain.
Okay.
Somebody screamed.
Yeah, she probably scream too. She probably saw one of the most recent Dean Cain movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Should be asleep then.
Yeah. So that was number one. Number two, this is another Dean Cain reference. I can't remember what he says exactly, but here it is.
Oh, she has Dean Cain's home phone. Oh, he was Superman. He played football for Princeton.
Now, I didn't see the episode, so I have no idea. I have no context for any of this. So
apparently,
I don't...
he's guest starring on a show again.
What show?
Wow,
I can't
really
remember. What show has he been on where he was kind of a...
Well, he was the rapist in the other thing.
SVU.
No, he's not on that. I remember hearing that he's going to be on another show this next
Smallville?
Week. But I can't remember.
Yeah, he's going to be on Smallville.
I don't think it was Smallville. I think it was something else too. He's making a resurrection. I tell you.
Well,
I heard he was going to be on. He was going to start doing Woolworth commercials.
I was going to say, wait for it, wait for it. Andrew's got one coming.
Wait
for it.
That one didn't take you long. Got out the dumb joke really quickly that time.
You should have done your voice. You should have been wait for it.
Wait for it. So good on you for everybody sending that. So thanks to everyone. I'm sorry I didn't get all your names, but there were like seriously like 30 something people that sent that. And I was just blown away that they would
respond.
Nobody
likes a bragger, Scott. Nobody likes a bragger.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to mention something real quick. I'm rather upset that in last week's show, when I made a joke and asked Obsidian when he was in Texas, if he went to see the basement of the Alamo, no one has emailed us at all.
Not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got some last-minute ones. Let me tell you who did, and let's see if this is right. So, Andrew, you're going to tell us if this is correct.
Yes.
And by the way, if this is the first time you're hearing the Extra Life radio show, you're probably wondering, why the hell are we talking about Dean Cain? You know, I just realized that. It sounds so retarded unless you've been listening
Dean
to the
Cain,
show.
We worship thy name,
Dude. Yeah, Obsidian's working on a song.
Yeah.
It's too funny. Anyway, well, it says, hold on, let's see. Andrew, okay, this is from Vekel? Vekel, V-E-K-L.
I got one of those between my
Okay, now it's time for Mark to show us why he's useful. Mark, is his name Vekel?
He's too far to see.
I'm too far away. He doesn't have paper anymore. He's just reading it off the screen.
How would you say V-E-K-L?
Vekel.
Thank you.
That's pronounced Suzanne.
Oh, okay. Brian, what do you think? Am I saying it right?
Vekel.
You're from the South. Vekel. I don't know what that means, but
yeah, right.
Anyway,
there's many Vekels. That's a very common name.
That's
here.
That's a Transylvanian pickle.
What the
oh, gosh.
Like whoa. Vampire pickle.
Dude, you're just ripping them out, one after the other.
That was awesome.
Welcome back, Ash.
Yeah, it's been too long. It's been a whole week. We need more of him. It says, with Andrew's basement of the Alamo comment, of course, from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I demand that you sing the tequila part of the tequila song.
What do you mean?
Tequila part? What do you mean?
Tequila?
It's just,
That's what I'm thinking.
We done it.
So this guy's...
Why don't we just say it all together? Ready?
Tequila.
Tequila.
I refuse.
Okay, that was that.
Margarita.
Okay. Mark won't do it.
Stick to podcast.
Daiquiri.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So the reason he asked that is because he's probably drinking tequila and he forgot that there's no words except for the part you yell out the name. Anyway, thanks for that, Veckel.
You got to keep his name to give him a prize or something.
He even sent a MIDI file of the tequila song, but I'm not playing that. I don't have time.
That song rocks.
Yeah, it's all good. We also got one more from someone who mentioned the same thing, and he said a little bit more. He said, hold on.
Wow. How do you spell
that? That's even in the email.
How was that spelled?
Oh, but
not only how did he spell it, but how did Scott manage to read it?
Well, we got one from Brian Badinsky, this isn't about
That's not a real name, what he said?
This is what he said. He says, bad info. Steroids make your testicles small, not your penis.
Okay, he should know.
He says I did a report on this. So,
right, a report.
Yeah, so,
right. Sure.
He did a lot of research.
Yeah,
first of all,
that whole report was for a friend.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. When the teacher announced that, what do you want to do?
Yeah, well, me.
Yeah. So all I can say is, hooray for the American public school system. What do you want to do your report on, Billy?
I think I want to do it on how steroids make your testicles shrink.
Okay, how about you, Susie? I think I'll do it on George Washington. Okay, we're done. Everyone else.
Why does Susie sound like a boy?
I don't know.
Well, because you gotta have an open mind nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got it. Now I can't find
this
other guy's
gay joke.
I can't find this other guy's. Oh, here it is. This is from April. Oh, what's April.
This other guy's thing. Oh, it's April.
Dude, Andrew. It's April.
Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the month.
Oh, you found the email, huh?
Yeah. So, Scott, I finally finished listening to the last podcast from Tuesday. Shame on you for not knowing the reference to Pee-wee's Big Adventure when Andrew asked Obsidian if he visited the basement of the Alamo. And shame on the rest of your crew as well. You guys call yourself geeks. Psht. I can't say that word very well.
Did she just whip us?
She said P-S-H.
Man, I'm aroused.
It says April, a.k.a. Andrew Stalker, it says. So there you go.
Andrew has a stalker.
Yeah.
Well, I've been working my way up in the ranks.
Hey, I want to let me play a quick service announcement. This comes from Peter. He also sent this in. This deals with our Mario Kart. And some of you may or may not know this, but we have a Mario Kart DS code list so you can actually play other Extra Lifers online. And if that isn't nerdy enough, I don't know what is. But here is our public service announcement from Peter.
Hello everyone, this is just a quick announcement that if you want to play Mario Kart DS online with your fellow Extra Lifers, go to myextralife.com and add your friend code to the list. Hope to see you online.
I'm so jealous. I wish
why do I have visions of a monkey dancing around with a copper cup asking for handouts?
Dude, that's Mario Kart music. That stuff
you
rocks.
Can see you can see in my window right now?
All the way from Utah. Yeah,
you have a different stalker now.
Let me tell you, dude. It's here we are in the Rocky Mountains, and it's snowing like a butthole out there. It's freaking horrible.
Wait a minute.
Snowing like a butthole.
That may be the worst
analogy I've ever heard.
Well, it's up there. If it's not the worst, it's up there.
You know, with all the Extra Lifers that are putting their codes down to play Mario Kart,
yes.
I'm actually tempted to go and get a DS just for Mario Kart.
If you get it, go to Target.
I'm so jealous.
Target's got that deal. Yeah, they're doing it. They posted it on their website for $99, and I'm hearing that they're denying people, and you got to really push it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I wish I could just go and buy a DS for one game. Feel bad, Andrew. Feel bad.
Black market.
I feel bad.
Third hut on the left.
Oh. Thank you. Come again.
Okay.
No time for romance, Dr. Jones.
All right.
Wait, way, you got to do your voice the Shankara stones, dude.
You must bring back the Shankara stone. Bring back to us. Bring back to us. Bring back to us. He kept saying it. It's like, geez, yeah, old man. Like, why didn't I wanted Han Solo just to backhand him? It's like, stop it, old man. Chewie, let's go. Let's go get the Shankara stones. Anyway, I'm mixing my movies. Dude, you've never done your Wookiee impression before.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the podcast for the first time.
That's a Wookiee.
That's awesome.
Just in case you don't know.
Is that a Wookiee? Is that a Wookiee?
That's the sound of a Wookiee falling in a chipper shred.
Is that your friend back there in the chipper then? Okay, so what's that from? Oh, speaking of contest.
Fargo.
Yeah, very good. Speaking of contest, let's get to our contest.
Speaking of contest, let's get to our contest.
Here's a good segue. Let's do a contest.
Wow, that sounded bright.
All right, dude, I'm going to kick your trash. Okay, this is our first item. Everyone's been waiting for this. This is a big deal. This is our first item from youbuynow.com. Youbuynow.com! Youbuynow!
No time for Dr. Love!
You're not Dr. Love. Dude, you're losing it. But no.
Dr. Love?
Everyone's been excited about this, and we've been talking about it for a while. We're going to get some items from them, toys, if you will, action figures, replicas, all that kind of cool stuff, to review
dolls.
And to give away. Yeah, there will be dolls. The first item, check this out, made by Master Replicas, very reputable firm
when
it comes to these
definitely.
Things.
I bet Rico knows about that one.
He does. He's,
yeah, we was talking about
he's
that
jealous,
time.
I think, of this because we're getting some freebie
yes,
stuff.
Is.
Obsidian. Oh, I'm sorry. This is I read the O wrong. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi's.
It's Obsidian.
Obi-City Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
That's a compliment, actually, O.
Yeah, well, I kicked Anakin's ass.
We need one of those.
You could have beat him up when he was a 10-year-old.
That little brat needed an ass.
He needed a lesson taught to him.
Do it. Do the line. Do you know the line? I love the line. As soon as you cut his legs off at the thigh, what do you yell?
You were the chosen one!
Yes, I love that
one.
No, but
that's not when he cuts off his legs. That's on the bridge.
No. He's
no,
off.
He's
after he cuts his legs off. Okay.
He's squirming on the ground. He's starting to burn up. And that's
squirming.
When he yells it.
Dude, our readers will, our readers, our listeners will tell the tale. They'll let us know if Obsidian is right about when he yelled
Obsidian
that.
Is never right. I mean, we should know that.
Why do we even have him here? Just kidding. You know why? You know why? Because he has a rabid following on the show. I just want to mention that one more time. I get more fan mail about O than I get about anything else.
You notice how he never reads
how
it
does that
the
make
show,
you
though?
Feel, Scott? Are you jealous?
Yes.
Are you jealous? Are you thinking about kicking me off the show just so I can't, like, block your shine?
How are you...
Block your shine.
Block your shine?
How are you reading my mind?
Strung out.
Yeah. No, but let me get
that
back to this
that
thing.
That didn't sound right, didn't it?
Huh. It didn't. It sure didn't. Where am I at? Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber. This is scaled replica. So it's not the full-size one. This is 0.45 scale. It is a licensed collectible. It includes not only the lightsaber, but a nice stand to put it on. It says Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, Obi-Wan Kenobi lightsaber. It kind of can go under glass or somewhere special or whatever. The item itself... Nice. Is Mark's held this?
Yes.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. It's
it's like nice. I feel
Brian, stop chuckling.
I can't.
It's like I don't want to hear what Mark's holding right now.
There it is.
So
thank you, Andrew.
You like the shaft? You held the shaft of the lightsaber.
Oh, he has. He's both held it and wondered
this
if it turned on.
Worse and worse.
In fact, everybody that's held this has said. Does this thing turn on? And I say, dude, it's a replica.
No, Scott, they were saying, does this turn you on?
No, does this turn you on? But anyway, it's like heavy-duty, nice construction.
Yeah.
It comes in this nice box.
It is. It's a really nice replica.
A felt box. It comes with a little certificate of authenticity.
Ooh.
Authenticity.
The Colombian one.
I can't even talk. Dude, it's the cold.
Authenticity.
Anyway, this is really cool. Now, I'm going to give you a quick review of this thing. It's like really nice construction. You'd think that this is like the size of the one Yoda would hold, by the way, as far as the scale goes. So it's kind of small, but it's beautiful. I mean, this is just really nice. They've got all these little details on it, and I'm totally impressed.
Did you say how much it goes for on the site?
Yeah, this is a $35 item on youbuynow.com.
Oh,
that's
$29.99.
Yeah.
$29.99, but $35 normally. There's a little deal on it. So right now they have it for $29.99, plus if you do your Extra Life coupon code.
That's right.
You get another 10% off of that. But one lucky listener will get this sent to them
as soon as we win. Now, here's how we're going to do the contest,
we'll
all right?
Get to eat dinner with the O.
That's right. I'm going to play a bit of audio. This is where you got to listen close. A little piece of audio, and your job as listeners is to figure out what it is, and the first person to call the crap line, the first message I get on the crap line, not,
yeah,
you're not eligible. Nobody here can win.
Hey, wife.
Yeah, hey, wife. Hey, woman. Hear me roar. What I'm going to do is, here's the rules for this thing, okay? I'm going to play a piece of audio. I'm going to give you a couple of hints. It's from a video game. And to give you even more of a hint, it's a game that has stages in it. And so I want to know.
That narrows it down.
I want to make this hard because this is like a nice item.
We're not just giving these away.
So stop giving hints to them and just play it.
Yeah, so here it comes, all right? So those are your only hints. The questions you need to answer are, what video game is this? And what stage in that game? Okay? So here it is. Listen closely. So that is the song part of it anyway. The rest of it kind of goes on like that. I captured this directly from the disc.
Dane,
that'll give you a hint.
Workout.
That's one last hint. It's on a disc. Okay?
Oh, that narrows it down.
Well, you can guess it's not going to be like a Super NES cartridge.
Games with levels come on a disc?
Wow. At least four.
See, and I don't even think you guys know what it is, do you?
I think Scott wants to keep it is what I'm thinking.
That's
sorry,
the goal.
No winners. Got
to
keep it.
That's
gotta
the
go.
Goal. I'm trying to hang on to the thing.
For the next contest, Scott will be like, I'm going to play this clip. It's from a game, and it's from one of the levels in the game. Here's the clip, and you'll just hear someone go, and that's it. And he's like, if you can tell me what that's from.
They'll say, it's Andrew from the Extra Life radio show is what they'll say. But anyway, that's the song. Call now. 206-203, like it's a live show.
You call now.
206-203-CRAP, C-R-A-P, that's 2727. You guys call right away, whoever gets to me first. And if you're partially right, the guy who's right that's just after you will win. It's got to be correct. Okay, enough of that. Good times.
And the moral of the story is to download the podcast every week as soon as you can.
Yes, because we're going to do these every week, or we're going to try to.
Because Scott discriminates people that don't have easy access to their computers.
I know, or phones.
No, just Colombians.
Well, you know, that's kind of unfair, Scott, because that means the Amish aren't going to get to participate.
No, but they don't even know. Lightsaber, what is this lightsaber you speak of, Brother John? I don't know what you're talking about. Now let's go make jelly. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, Scott, someday you are going to hell.
That angry, day is,
and I'm going to be there
hell.
Watching.
That day is nigh. Anyway, so I'm so excited about this. So get on it, get your things in, and I can't wait to give this
please.
Away.
Please, Scott's excited.
Yeah, I'm totally pumped. Okay, so that's that. And one last reminder, go to buybynow.com, check out all the really cool stuff they're doing. These guys are awesome to work with. As Brian over there is a total stud. And he's going to get us all kinds of wicked cool stuff, and we're going to help them out as much
as
we can. So check them out.
Stud.
And don't forget, if you buy something over there for Christmas, use the Extra Life code in your when you check out, because you'll get 10% off. All right. That's that. Whoa, man, I don't even know where we're at now. What are we doing now?
Let me say.
We're doing the podcast.
Before we move on, I just want to tell everyone that if you're playing World of Warcraft on the Earthen Ring server, we have our guild, Legion of Cain. I still need a few more signatures to fully get it started, and then we all have to discuss what we want our guild tabard to look like. And so far I've hung out with a couple people in the game. I've hung out with Len
from Jawbone
Radio.
Yeah.
Actually quite a few times.
Yeah.
And I've actually, from the forums, I've actually hung out with Sentinel and Cade and a couple of the other guys from the forums.
So Earthen Ring is the server.
Yep.
And who do they need to message? Who are they looking for?
Oh, they got to either email me your name or email Scott your name, and he'll get it to me. Or in game, look up Screw Loose.
Yeah, Screw Loose.
It's S-C-R-O-O-L-O-O-S-E.
Well, you made that easy. All right. So email me. No, actually, that's not a bad idea, because then I can get the whole list of people. So if you do, or if you are interested, send it to myextralife@gmail.com. I'll get that right to Andrew. He'll get you
Scott
added.
Scott likes to steal guild members.
That's right. Yeah. I do.
Control freak.
I wish I could transfer my character, dude. I have a level 27 hunter I can't bear to part with.
The thing is, Scott, is you can go from level 1 to level 27 in less than like 3 days.
Oh, but it would be so painful for me to do that.
That's why, like I said, that's why instead of making another hunter on our server, play something else that you wanted to try.
I know what I want to do.
Like you said, you wanted to play that pixie that sews shoes. Why don't you play that character?
I want to.
Why don't you play the pixie?
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do.
Fancy curious.
I'm not going to. I'm not playing no pixie. But what I will do is I'll pay one of those organizations that have like slave kids in Malaysia leveling up characters and getting gold and stuff. I'm doing that. That's
why don't
rocks.
You make an undead dude, play an undead warrior or something,
or a warlock or something. All right, I'll think of that. I will consider it. And right now is a perfect time. If there ever was a time, this is now to take a break. So we'll be right back in a second. You're again listening to Extra Life Radio. We'll see you on the other side. And we're back. We're back. And are you guys back? Hello.
We're here.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Okay. Welcome back to the show.
I didn't go anywhere anyway.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. We got a bunch more stuff to go over. Let's listen to a couple of quick user call-in things. What are they called? Audio comments?
Phone calls?
Yeah.
Messages?
That's the one. This one comes to us from, guess where this came from, dude? This came from Dubai, like in the Middle East.
Really?
Yeah,
I think
this is like a soldier, and if it is,
cool.
If it is,
why must it be a soldier?
Hoo-ha, or whatever they say. No, that's
hoo-ha.
That's hoo-ha. not right. Hoo-ha is what's his name? That's
hoo-ha is what you step in if you're out in the
country. Yeah, that's Al Pacino. It's Al Pacino, dude.
Woman.
I got it wrong. It's not hoo-ha.
Way to go, Scott.
It's
hoo-ha. Oh, wait a minute, Scott got something wrong. Like that's new.
Bronze the moment. It'll never happen again. Okay, we're going to play this. This is from the guy in Arabia. Sorry, this is the guy calling from the United Arab Emirates, I believe is where he's at. If he's stationed there, cool. Whatever it is, hey, let us know, because I think that's awesome that you contacted us.
Can it just be an Arab?
Us.
You know, they're allowed to use the internet, too.
Yeah, they do, but his accent is highly non-Middle Eastern. It doesn't mean he's not Middle Eastern by descent or something. I don't know.
They just have to be all in shrouds while they make those phone calls.
Yeah, I don't know. But here he is, so let's listen to him.
Hey, guys, it's Michael calling from Dubai, United Arab Emirates, a place where the gold is hanging from the ceilings, and it's all due to the overpricedness of oil. Just wanted to say I love your show, and we'll continue to listen here in beautiful, wonderful Dubai. Thanks.
Okay. That's cool.
That's
isn't
awesome.
It?
That's all. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the most international call. Well, no, we've gotten stuff from, like, British people, but we've never gotten anything from war-torn Asia, or Middle East.
You have a
Colombian
co-host. It's not necessarily war-torn.
Yeah, that's true. Dubai is not bad.
The southern end of Saudi Arabia. They're a little bit far away from Iraq.
Yeah, they do okay on their own. They're like me to Florida.
We have wars here.
Yeah, we do. We're having one now. We're having war of silence. Yeah, good times. What else? Oh, one more. Oh, actually, that's all from viewer hoo-ha. Viewer. Dude, it's
that
the Tylenol.
Exciting.
No, it's the acetaminophen.
He keeps saying viewer because what's going to happen is this is going to become like a television show.
A video podcast? No way.
Of us staring at each other?
We'd have to wear pants, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
That's a big downer for me right there.
Yeah, who says we have to wear pants?
We're all radio people. I mean,
I'm getting instant messages from about 50 people right now. And this guy says, hello, are you doing the podcast right now? I will eat your babies.
No.
Did he just say he would eat my babies?
For the horde!
I'm going to play that, by the way. I have the actual sound file. Thanks to Andrew. Thanks again for that, Andrew. I just wanted to mention real quick, we got a comment from Daniel Masick. Dark Elusive is his real name. And he'd spelled it phonetically. How nice. He said you are his top or his heading of this thing, and Andrew will like this.
Fight it, Scott. Fight it. You can do it.
What's it? What the hell is it called? The subject of the email, thank you, says FFS Alliance sucks hairy monkey testicles.
Wait a minute. I need to ask, is there such a thing as non-hairy? I need to know.
Only where, don't they make Nair down there and the monkeys sort of take advantage of the dumpster later? I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, I suppose most monkeys owned by
some of
Dr.
them have gotten
Evil
into
have
waxing
all been
lately.
Shorn.
Yeah, the monkeys are into Brazilian waxes. Yeah. I don't even know what that is. I've heard that said before. I assume it has something to do with shaving. That's as far as I know.
Oh, yeah. It was for a friend, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know a thing about it.
You guys want to hear a joke I heard today at work?
Not really.
Is it nasty? Do I have to bleep it?
No.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
Like the rest of this
basically,
podcast?
Basically, something that it was. It goes where apparently there was five Brazilians were killed. And when they told George Bush went, "Oh, my God, that's horrible. How many is a Brazilian?"
Oh, nice, dude. That's good, actually.
Wow, that's a humor.
That's a humor?
A humor?
I've heard about that.
He's not like my Korean brother.
Yeah. That's a humor.
Oh, that's a humor. I understand.
Oh, no,
I understand,
no time for
Dr. Love. Jones. No time for romance. We better go.
Anyway.
You know, you'd think that's getting old, but no.
No, it gets better and better.
Better.
You know, that was the worst of those three movies, I used to think.
Well, it's just
and actually, I don't mind it so much now.
Well, it's kind of because of the woman. She's such a
whiny little... Oh, she was
little,
horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like
oh,
her.
She married
back,
Spielberg,
she set back
didn't
Women's
she?
Live about 10 years from that movie.
Yeah, I don't like her. All right, so this dark, elusive guy, holy crap, says, Alliance sucks hairy monkey testicles. You're so right. The evil side is better. And the pansy, flower-sniffing Alliance, why would you want to be a really hairy, tiny man, dwarf, or midget that likes to burn? Things like I'll little Irish guy that make bombs like gnomes. You play fantasy game to be human, not. And don't get me started on night elves. One
you
word.
Play fantasy game.
Hippies and
you
lonely 42-year-old men that live with their parents. Make lady night elves locked door and type dance.
What the heck are you reading?
I'm serious.
I'm
that's
pretty,
exactly how
I'm
it goes.
I'm pretty positive that email was probably written by Yoda because
it's all backwards.
Yeah. But he sent me.
Why don't we just
write
say
backwards?
Clitoris.
You must.
You know, it's so much fun.
Listen, this is what he sent me. He sent me. Oh, and I don't have it. Oh, yeah, I do. He sent me a techno version of something to do with Murlocs.
What?
Yeah. So check this out, dude. Oh, I'm not kidding. This is for real. Hold on, I gotta cue it up. What are we at? 31 minutes. All right. Here we go. Listen to this. Okay, it pretty much goes on like that for the next 20 hours.
That was great, though.
But, yeah, so somebody made a Murloc techno song, and really badly, I might add. So we're all about
great.
That
now
on this show.
Are never going to send anything again. Way to go, Scott.
Oh, that was hideous. Anyway, so thanks for that email there, Mr. Harry Monkey Whatevers. Yeah, okay. Let's move on. Crappy movie of the week. You guys ready for this?
Yep,
let's
sure.
do it.
Yeah, I'm just,
no.
I'm just ripping through this stuff tonight. Okay,
I'm not ready.
So negative.
Wait. Now.
And we're out. All right. Crappy movie
yeah,
of the week.
What happens if I'm not ready?
Dude, you just hold
Are
your
you
water.
Still here?
Hold your water. Oh. This show is called Death Stalker. Andrew? Andrew?
So he's stalking death, huh?
Andrew, yeah. Have you seen it?
I think I have.
All right.
And
he never fails us.
Now that you brought it up again, I'm going to have a hard time falling back to sleep tonight.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Deathstalker came out in 1993. Excuse me. Nothing that new. 1983. The warrior Deathstalker is tasked by an old witch to obtain and unite three powers of creation, a chalice, an amulet, and a sword.
Wait a minute. Is this a movie or is this a plot for the old Atari 2600 Earth War games?
You might be right. lest the evil magician, Munker, get them and use them for nefarious purposes. After obtaining the sword, Deathstalker joins with the other travelers going to the big tournament to determine, in this Thunderdome, I guess, I'm just kidding, the strongest victor warrior. The false king holds the true princess in captivity and plots to have Deathstalker killed. And Deathstalker must fight to free the princess. Now, you might listen to that and go, well, I'll bet that's a fine example of great acting. Wouldn't you?
Sure. No.
You would be horribly wrong.
Why, yes, Scott.
Wait,
how much
wait.
We,
I
how
gotta
much
think,
is it
is this a trick question?
You would be horribly wrong if that was your assumption, because this is how bad it gets. Here's clip number one.
Get any poorer, you're going to have to eat that dog. I hope it'll be as tasty as the one you're enjoying.
Is that Sean Connery?
That was
what you're enjoying.
Yeah,
hello, Moneypenny.
Dude, that was pretty good, Brian. Holy crap! You're like Mimic Man McGee today.
No. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Here's another one about
well,
sheep.
Thanks,
this
I guess.
This is a great comment about sheep, and I think sheep should be in every movie. Here it is.
It is said that once an entire army marched against him, a real army. Munkar waved his hand and turned the whole army into a flock of sheep.
Well, wait a minute. If he's a wizard and he turned him into sheep, he definitely must be a wizard out of WoW.
Yeah, that's a funny thing in that game.
Why does that clip make it sound like a couple of guys sitting behind the 7-Eleven with a joint in their hand?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Strange
dude. Dude, he like turned the whole army into sheep.
Yeah, they turned them all into sheep, man. Sorry. Okay, I got a little lost in the whole stoner thing.
Where's
movie. Or wait, Death Stalker. This is another one. This is about a girl, apparently. Let's see. Here it is.
I've taken some treasure here. And a girl from the valley. I'll share them with you.
Okay, awesome. here's your treasure, and it's your turn with the girl.
Yeah, here's your girl. Here's your treasure. What else do you need? Man. Anyway, good times were had by all to see that stupid movie. So if you get a chance, rush right out and check out Death Stalker. Stalker! All right.
I think
Sunday.
It most blockbusters, it's kept in the children's section.
That could be. Hey, speaking of children's sections, let's talk about the three...
Oh, no, man. You can't say that. You can't say that in public, man. Keep that to yourself.
Dude, now he's got a hippie voice. Hey, man, you can't say that in public, man.
Come back to the now, dude.
Come back to the now. Have you seen
the
new trailer for the Cars movie? Crack me up.
Yeah.
I like that stoner.
George Carlin is that stoner.
Oh, he is? No way.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome, because what is cooler? Now I'm starting to see the vision a little bit. I was at first like, what are you doing with Cars there, John Lasseter? What's the deal there? But I can kind of see this thing where he's got these personalities tied to the kind of car it is.
Yeah.
So, like, the Volkswagen bus is the stoner hippie.
The pickup truck's like this, like, old...
Total redneck.
Slack guy.
Yokel guy.
Yeah, it's the Get Her Done guy, whatever his name is. I forgot his name. Yeah, the cable guy, whatever his name
is. The cable guy. Larry.
Larry the cable guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
Christopher
him.
Reeves?
Yeah.
You can't live in the South and not know that.
No, they brought him back, dude. His disembodied head. It's sort of a Futurama thing, but anyway.
Oh,
so,
speaking of Southern Larry guys, this is supposed to be the last season of Blue Comedy.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
That's too bad, because I don't even think I've ever seen it.
Here in Florida were mistaking the Blue Comedy Show as an actual documentary, not a comedy show. So
they never found it funny.
I think that's why the ratings.
They said, why the hell isn't this on PBS?
Oh, give me another bear.
Give me another bear, woman. But yeah, no offense to Southern Caroliners or whatever. I don't even
Caroliners, hey.
But yeah, that's too bad. But who else is in there that makes me laugh? The Jeep is like an army Jeep, so it sounds like a total sergeant guy. And
I think the Jeep is voiced by the guy who was the army sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
Lee Ermey?
Yep, I think he's the voice of the army Jeep.
I like that guy. I like him a lot.
You like him?
You clean like your him. Panties, Private. You know what? That's a movie, that Full Metal Jacket movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still shaking off the shutters from that thing. I hated that show.
I just saw Apocalypse Now for the first time on Sunday.
How was it?
It kind of creepy.
Yeah,
it's long.
Essentially,
but it's good.
It is long, and I'm glad I didn't get the redo one.
You know what the best part of that show is? It's when Martin Sheen gets lodged in one of what's his name's fat folds out there in the jungle.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon freaking Brando.
You know what's funny? He's in the movie for 10 minutes, and he has top billing in the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were, at one point, they were actually, that was made by Oliver Stone, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. No, that was Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola.
At one point, they were going to make a sequel called Apocalypse Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew. We missed you.
Well, were we going to talk about Waka, Waka,
Waka, Waka. Oh, yeah, let's get back to this. So, speaking of Apocalypse Now, that's my segue.
Yeah, well, considering the way Walmarts were around the Xbox release, I'm about the same thing.
So all these people are like, okay, so the honeymoon's over, dude. Everybody's complaining about overheating. Everybody's complaining about it being a money pit. People are saying, the games aren't so great.
I got a new snippet, too, that I just read the other day. We were discussing it at work. Apparently, it's being recommended not to have your Xbox 360 vertical.
On?
Because because if it falls over for some reason, or it gets bumped and it falls over, it permanently damages the DVDs.
Ooh.
Really?
I've read it on several sites and I think someone from the actual Extra Life forums mentioned that one of his buddies, the network cable came loose and he bumped it and it fell over and it totally ruined the DVD, but luckily it was a rental.
Dang, dude.
6 foot to the floor. How could that happen?
I don't know why. I took it home and put it in.
So wait a minute. So the whole conclusion of that story is don't drop your Xbox?
Hmm. No, don't leave it. Don't stand it on end. Actually lay it flat.
Obsidian is thinking that's quite a logical thing to say. Don't drop your Xbox.
Yeah, that's... I'm kind of thinking, well, you know, that's not all that bad.
Well, my biggest problem or concern is this heat issue. I know the power supply is like 450 pounds and is as big as a TV you're plugging it into. And I understand all that. And I've even got a comic coming up that deals with that, which will be fun. But my question is, why are some overheating? Why are some not? I mean, are they being built in a different place?
Just like anything.
Because some people are a little hotter than other people. You know?
Apparently, the original Xbox was designed in a bunch of different locations. Now you got to actually, when you go to mod your Xbox, you have to look up the manufacturing code on it, see where it was manufactured at, because they do it all over the place, China, Mexico.
Mark, what were you going to say?
Well, a lot of people that are...
Microsoft is really beating up everybody, of course, on pricing of their components because, you know, they have the leverage to do that. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these shops swapped out inferior components in order to make it work within their, you know, cost parameters.
Well, that's gay.
Well, it's understandable. It's realistic is what it is.
And USA... Yeah. USA
that is gay. Did you say that's gay?
You heard him. He said it's gay, doggone it.
Gay is a French horn.
We're sticking with it.
Yep.
In USA Today, they actually interviewed Bill Gates, and he says that even though he said he's very nervous about the launch of the machine and the sales because he says the machine has 1,700 different parts.
Wow.
And he goes, I'm worried that I'm going to get a phone call that the factory that makes the plastic outside is not going to have enough plastic outsides for the components we got from our other factory.
Is that what he actually said that?
Yeah, that was one of the things. He goes, every day I'm worried that we're going to find out that one of the components we're not going to have enough.
And then right then, Steve Ballmer threw a chair at him. That'd be
sweet. Well, above all this, above the machine itself and everything, the thing that I am... not surprised about, but just I cannot believe some people. The morons who are bidding on eBay for $1,200 to $1,300 bucks. By the time they get one from the person they're buying it from, it's going to be a week to 2 weeks. Well, they could have just gone out and bought it in the store at that point rather than spending three times the amount on eBay. I mean, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
If anybody's listening to the show who bid more than the actual price of the product...
Shame on you.
Then I'm sorry. Get help. Get help. No, I don't hate you. I love you.
A pox on you and your family.
So my sister has one up on eBay. She got one.
Well, let me tell you another story. My brother
Mark hates your sister.
No, she's selling it. She's smart.
Okay. Mark wants your sister.
You know what's funny is she.
No, I'm gay. Remember
her and her boyfriend specifically.
Okay, you said it.
Her and her boyfriend specifically bought one to put it up on eBay too.
My brother tried to do that. My brother pre-ordered two, but he ended up in California. And is there for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but weren't you supposed to go pick him up?
Well, that's the problem is he called them. They called him and said, "Hey, we have your Xboxes here." He said, "Okay, I'm in California. I can't pick it up. Can I pay with a credit card? Have my brother come pick it up?" And they said, "No, you have to come in and pay for it in person and pick it up in person, or you can't have it."
Or we're giving them away.
Yeah, so they sold it to somebody else.
Yeah, but how would they know that you're not him? Couldn't you have bought it and slapped it on your credit card?
Well, I didn't, you know, handle the phone call.
That's
actually
a good point.
Message.
I bet your brother didn't think of that. You could have gone in and been him.
I bet
him.
You have to show his photo ID. I imagine they do that.
My name is Scott Larson, and I'm here to pick up my Xbox 360.
Well, you never know. Yeah. Where was your brother buying it from, anyway?
GameStop.
GameStop.
They might have had him.
Pimply-faced moron, the kid from Simpsons, was the one who talked with him on the phone.
I'm sorry, Mr. Simpson.
Yeah. I didn't talk with my supervisor.
I don't have any Xboxes left.
No, he's like, "Are you here for your Xbox?
You must find the Shinkara Stone. Bring back to us."
Well, you never know. I heard
Bring
the
back to us.
Security was really tight at some locations. Like, since he did buy it at a GameStop and not like a Walmart or Best Buy, they might have had him like lick a Petri dish so they could do a DNA test to make sure it is who he was.
Did you hear about the Walmart? I can't remember where it was, but at this Walmart, they had a big line for 12 hours. And the manager comes out and tells them, rather than handing out numbers for them to go buy it, he said it was a first-come, first-served basis. It took over 12 cops to stop the riot that they had in the store, and they had to shut down the sale on the products. That's a real brilliant manager right there.
The thing that overall in the whole scheme of all of this that totally disgusts me about us as a species is that we're fighting over a piece of electronics.
Yeah.
It's not like we're fighting over like a rack of lamb to feed our starving kids. It's a piece of electronics and plastic.
And not only that, but sure, everybody wants it now. Why not? If you wait 2-3 weeks, hell, if you wait until after Christmas, you can get one for normal price. I mean, you don't have to, there'll be gobs and gobs of them on the shelves. And if you're spending 12 hours just to get a game system that doesn't even have a really good breakout game to send it with, I mean, that's just, like Andrew says, I really worry for us as an American society.
Well, what if we fed our kids plastic? Does that change this at all? Is this scenario alter?
I can do an impersonation of why we act like this. Here's why we act like this.
Oh, I got to hear this. Because
I feed my kids Weebles.
Spock.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do Spock. This is why we act like this. This is simply why we act like this. But, Daddy, I want it. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
So
but
you
honey,
went to your
I
father,
it.
Andrew, and you told him that you want it?
No, exchange that's honey, lame. Exchange daddy with honey, and there's my scenario.
Yeah.
Honey, I really want it.
Yeah, you've seen the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but Scott,
Jingle
you're
All
also
the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The who?
Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. That is a perfect movie about how stupid we are as Americans.
Especially if we're going to pay money to see Schwarzenegger and Sinbad in the same freaking movie.
Yeah.
That's
Governor Schwarzenegger. To you.
Yeah, it's a governor.
That movie was written and produced by the same guys that did Future Sport.
Dude, shut up. You wish it was. We all wish it was.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Hey,
that'd make good radio.
One last thing about this whole Xbox thing. I would like to hear from our listeners. Send us some audio comments or something about your experiences with the console so far. So obviously we're all a little bit down on it because we're, you know, the honeymoon's over. Now it's time for that thing to... Yeah, because we don't have one yet. We want it to stand on it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do some of you podcast people have...
Yeah.
You podcast
An
people?
Xbox?
Yeah.
And when you call the crap line, also let us know who you had a shank to get one.
Yeah, exactly.
To.
What does shank mean?
When you stick a...
It's a prison term.
It's a sexual term.
It's a prison term. Move along.
Makeshift knife.
My new name on the show, it's not longer DJ Dark Matter Pants, it's Teabag. And if anyone watches Prison Break...
That's worse than disgusting.
If anyone knows Prison Break, if you're watching Prison Break, you'll know who Teabag is. I want to kick that guy in the teeth every time I see
him. If anybody has seen porn, and, don't any of you come telling me that you haven't.
I must be naive. I have no idea what he's talking about.
You must know what a Teabag is.
I have no idea.
I wonder if
totally
you could get away with naming a character that and WoW.
Oh, who knows? They'd think you were a jerk. Hold on. Okay. Oh, I want to play this.
True.
Okay, I've been doing artwork off and on just for random stuff. Totally.
You as a webcomic?
Dude, shut up. I've been doing stuff for the Don and Drew show. I've been working with Drew over there. Now, anyone who knows the Don and Drew show know that they kind of play blue a little, and they're, you know, but they're huge. They have like 150,000 listeners. They're like one of the biggest and most listened to podcasts on Earth. Well, I've been sending this stuff to him on and off, and he's been using them in their album art and stuff. So it's been getting a lot of exposure and all that. Well, in their last show, or one of their last shows, they mention us. So listen to this.
Ooh.
Okay, I've got some audio that I'm going to play.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Don and Drew. Hey, this is Scott with the Extra Life radio show. And actually, I'm the guy, here's my dirty secret. I'm the guy that's secretly drawing album art and sending it to Drew to be posted with the different shows you guys do. And, so you see the two chickens or the zombie Don or the whatever. I've got a funny camping one coming and a couple others that are a little bit of a surprise, but I can't seem to stop doing it. I don't know why, but I enjoy it. I've enjoyed conversing back and forth with Drew. He has so kindly titled me ID3 Scott. which is good times. Anyway, hope you're enjoying those. Hope the fans and listeners are as well. And I intend to keep doing them off and on and give Drew a nice rotation. Bye-bye.
Drew.
What?
Could you be any nerdier?
You know, I gave him another name on the message board.
What was it?
Showbiz Cartoonist.
Okay, that's lame, too. Damn.
What would you name? Well, you know what? Here's the deal. He also does a podcast, extralife.com.
I name him Picture Boy.
Picture Boy? That's the stupidest thing I've heard yet.
Uh-uh.
Tell Claire to open up with, hey, Picture Boy.
That's mine. Kissing. Picture Boy is funny.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No.
ID3 Scott.
I like ID3 Scott.
What do you guys think? Picture Boy? ID3 Scott?
Or Showbiz Cartoon?
You just f***ing mouthed it, Drew. Damn it. I hate it when you mouth
Stop looking at me.
Okay. Well, that's...
You know what I was
You're
thinking,
a stalker, Scott?
Scott, I got an idea.
What?
Okay, you're always talking about this and that podcast that is like the most famous podcast ever. And each and every time you show them, they always have something in common, and is that they have a woman in them.
I never thought of that.
I was thinking... No, I was thinking maybe, you know, Andrew should make... Or maybe Mark should just, like, go and get the sex change.
No, finish. He just needs to finish. He's had most of it done. No. He's had most of it done.
That, you're supposed to be his friend.
He's got to find some additional... He needs some... He needs...
The padding up top is done.
Padding. here's the thing. I don't know why that is. That's true. There always seems to be women. And I actually listen to a lot of podcasts, and there's just dudes. But anyway, that was kind of cool because Don and Drew are
huge.
You listen
to all dude podcasts?
Now, I'm not recommending Don and Drew to everybody.
The antenna podcast.
As you can tell, I beeped a lot of stuff out. That's pretty much how their show goes. It's a cuss ball, the whole thing.
See, the thing is now I want to listen to one of their shows.
You probably
do. Not to Extra Life Radio anymore.
Well, if you do, you'll see my little album art on your iPods or in iTunes. Which is good.
I don't own one of those iPods. That's a Mac thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
and the thing is that's going to get me in trouble.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Piece of lying trash. Just kidding. So, okay, where are we now? Are we done? We're almost done. Oh,
I'm in Colombia. Where are you?
I want to mention.
I'm in my spaceship on the moon.
I want to mention a couple more emails real quick because we have some time. Because I never get through all the emails anymore because we get so freaking many and we always have so much stuff to cover.
Nobody likes bragging people, Scott. I've told you before.
Yeah. We have a 14-year-old fan named Xander Blair who says that 14-year-old gamers cry for justice and that they get treated like crap because everyone thinks they're video game fanatics and they act out and are too violent. Just wanted to mention that. Thanks a lot, Orlando Bloom, or whatever your name is. Oh,
they are.
Xander Blair, sorry.
Orlando Bloom, who looks like he's 14.
Yeah. I got another anti-alliance thing.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just throw that away. The next one is... Oh, hi, Scott and crew. Before you butcher my name,
hi.
Say the last name like poo, but with an R after the P. This guy's name is...
the beginning.
This guy's name is Don Prue.
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 Prue. Did any...
Let's
that's
do that
how they pronounce poo
minutes.
In Russia.
This was an interesting topic, though. He says, did any of you guys catch CSI Miami? They did a rip on GTA San Andreas as the main reason a bunch of kids went on a killing spree. Do you want to see this?
No, I didn't see that.
I don't watch CSI Miami because it's horrible television.
You love Horatio, don't you?
Who's that?
He's the main guy. I don't know.
Oh, the redhead guy? Yeah. Someone needs to drag him outside and beat him with a stick.
Yes, they do.
Let Mark do it.
Well, it's too bad no one saw it, because this would be a cool topic. So since we didn't, screw that. That's going in the trash. All right. And lastly, I wanted to mention our crappy movie of the week. It was not something I conjured up. It turned out to be a great fan who sent in that submission. His name is Alan Hinkey.
Hinkey?
His name is Hinkey.
Maybe it's Hinsey. It might be Alan Hinsey. I don't know. Anyway, he recommended it. He says the best 80s sword and naked chicks movie ever. Mm-mm. And so thanks a lot, Alan, for your fine submission. We did use it on the show, as you heard, about half an hour ago.
I thought that position of best, I thought that position was held by Dirty Dancing.
Dude, Dirty Dancing. Oh, that wasn't an 80s sword.
There were no swords in that one.
I would have said Beastmaster.
I could have sworn Patrick Swayze had a sword.
I am Dar. Is that a Dar name?
On his pants.
What?
I just want to say that CSI Miami... The main actor there, David Caruso, the redhead guy,
Should
be Dean Cain. I mean,
he has as much acting talent as a dog turd in a Ziploc bag.
Tasty.
He's made him out of
You know, Scott just loves those poo analogies.
I do. I like. I call them poo-nalogies.
Damn. You're going to get lawsuit papers again.
You know what's so funny when you guys do that? Let me tell you something that's funny. When you guys do that on the screen, I'm looking at like the audio levels, and when everyone went, there's this huge blue mark of sound, a big wall of sound right there. But anyway, good times. Okay, that's it. I think we're done. Are we done? I think we're done. Anybody want to say anything? Hey, make sure you check out Obsidian's comic, commissioncomic.com. Why? What were you going to say?
Well, I'm just not done.
Don't forget to check out Pork and Bean at, where's the website?
StudioM80.com.
StudioM80.com. And check out, of course, Extra Life, which you can find at MyExtraLife.com.
Yes, all right.
.com. It's all right. It's okay.
Of course, no one mentions my site.
Andrew's site is, what is it?
Cranial. Cranial.
That's why no one mentions it.
No, it's long and hard to remember. Say it again.
It's long and hard.
That's rather personal, but.
Are we done yet? We're done.
It's Cranial Jackson Converse at blogspot.com.
Wait a minute. I don't even remember my own name now after hearing that again.
Your name is Scott.
Mark, where do we find you online?
You cannot.
Oh.
You find him with Scott.
I am the lone holdout on having my own website to pimp my own stuff.
Hotbalddudes.com.
I heard that Mark goes by the name Tinkerbell on his website.
He does. He does. Yeah. Well, that drug everything right to
Are we
home.
Done yet?
All right, we're going to take it out of here.
Podcast almost over.
Yes, we're going. These guys have been great. You guys have been great. This is Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson. That was Andrew. That was Brian. That was freaking Obsidian. And that was Mark. And this is Extra Life Radio. Please contact us if you want to take part in the show. MyExtraLife@gmail.com. You can call us on the crap line, 206-203-CRAP. And don't forget to call right away on that contest. This lightsaber could be yours. We'll see you guys next show.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
It adds up to 9, which on the metaphysical level means change.
Okay, my head just exploded. My head just exploded.
What is Obsidian talking about?
Let us all just hold hands and chant.
Hominy, hoo, ha, ho, ho.
Resistor.
So if today's show is 63, it means that changes are coming.
Oh, goose fraba.
Goose.
Or something.
Do self-meditation.
You must relax.
No, do group meditation and get us to relax.
Oh,
I could
hold
use
on
it.
A second. I gotta align my chakras.
Dude, some of us come prepared with our chakras aligned.
You must bring back the Shankara stone. Bring back the stone.
Bring back. Oh, no time for love, Dr. Jones.
No time for love. No time for romance, Dr. Jones. No time for romance.
I love him. All right.
E-L-R.
Extra Life Radio.